Next, a story about Mary, who loves to read. Mary used to only read paper books. For most of her life, the idea of an electronic book didn't even exist. All reading materials used to be printed on paper. However, now there are other ways to read. In recent years, more and more people have started to read books on mobile devices. People can read on their phones, their electronic tablets, or on dedicated e-book readers like Kindle, if they want to. Mary prefers the convenience of reading on a mobile device, because she always has her reading material with her. She finds e-books are especially handy when she is traveling, since carrying books in her luggage can be inconvenient. She is also able to order any book she wants, at a moment's notice, via the internet. Her husband George, however, prefers to hold a traditional paper book in his hands. He simply finds it a more comfortable and agreeable reading experience. George also likes spending time in bookstores and libraries, just to see what kinds of books are available. George tends to buy books, but Mary just takes a note of the names of interesting books so that she can order the e-book version online and read it on her portable device. Now, Mary tells the story. For many years, I only read paper books. For most of my life, the idea of an electronic book didn't even exist. All reading materials were printed on paper. However, a few years ago, I discovered new ways to read. I noticed that more and more people were starting to read books on mobile devices. I saw people reading on their phones, their electronic tablets, or on dedicated e-book readers like Kindle. I must say that I now prefer the convenience of reading on a mobile device, because I always have my reading material with me. I have found that e-books are especially handy when traveling, since carrying books in my luggage can be inconvenient. What is more, I can order any book I want at a moment's notice via the internet. My husband George, however, prefers traditional paper books. He says that he finds them a more comfortable and agreeable reading experience. He is just old-fashioned, in my view. George spends too much time in bookstores and libraries, just to see what kinds of books are available. He might buy a book in the store after browsing. However, I prefer to just write down the names of interesting books. Then I can order the e-book version online and read it on my portable device. Much better. Next, I'll ask some questions about the story. Question 1. For most of her life, the idea of an electronic book didn't even exist. What idea didn't even exist for most of her life? The idea of an electronic book didn't even exist for most of her life. Question 2. In recent years, more and more people have started to read books on mobile devices. When have people started to read books on mobile devices? People have started to read books on mobile devices in recent years. Question 3. She finds e-books are especially handy when she is traveling. When does Mary find e-books especially handy? She finds e-books are especially handy when she is traveling. Question 4. She is also able to order any book she wants at a moment's notice via the internet. What is she able to order at a moment's notice? Mary is able to order any book she wants at a moment's notice. Question 5. My husband George, however, prefers traditional paper books. Does her husband George prefer e-books or traditional paper books? He prefers traditional paper books. Question 6. George spends too much time in bookstores and libraries just to see what kinds of books are available. How much time did George spend in bookstores and libraries? He spends too much time in bookstores and libraries. Question 7. He might buy a book in the store after browsing. When might George buy a book? He might buy a book in the store after browsing. Question 8. However, I prefer to just write down the names of interesting books. What do I prefer to do in bookstores and libraries? I prefer to just write down the names of interesting books.